We continue our learning of the Mishmas Davim and Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Leah where Makos Perek Veis Mishnah Dalev. Lehechon Golim. So these people we mentioned in the previous Mishnah go to Ir Miklat. Where do they go? So the Mishnah says La'ari Miklat, to the six Ari Miklat that were set aside for this purpose. L'sholosh Shebe'ever HaYarden U'l'sholosh Shebe'er Kanan. There were three on the in Transjordan, the other side of the Jordan River in the east. And those three cities were Betzer Bamidbar Bimishor Bamate Reuven. There was Ramos Bigelad from Mate Gad, and Golan Babashan Mimate Menasha. So Betzer, Ramos, and Golan. And the three in Eretz Canaan were Kadesh in Bigalil in Har Naphtali, Shechem in Har Ephraim, and Chevron in Har Yehuda. Shenamai, the Mishnah tells you, Eishalosh, because the Pasuk says, Eishalosh Heorim Titnu Me'ever Laredain. Based on Shlosh Ha'arim, Titnu Beres Kanan. So you have three on the side of the one side of the Jordan River, on the east side of the Jordan River. Eva Haridim Mizracha, where 2.5 tribes, Gad, Reuven, and half of Manasseh lived, and another three on the other side. The Gemara wants to know why should it be that you have only 2.5 tribes on one side? Why do they have an equal number of Ari Miklat? So the answer is because there were Mitzuyim Rotschim, the many murderers. We have to remember that people who are not people who are careless people's lives can end up killing. B'shogeg, and people going to kill him amazing, and the person who kills right away runs to Ir Miklat, and then only afterwards we decide whether he has killed B'mezid. So many people are running to Ir Miklat, at least in the very beginning, to protect themselves, and then we'll decide whether it's Mezid, Shogeg, or Mezid. How do I know that there were many Rotschim, many murderers on that side, the east side of the Jordan River? Because the Pasuk says in Hosea, Perek Vav, Gilad, Kiryas, Poalei, Oven, Akuva, Midam. So Gilad, that was on that side. What's Akuva Midam? So Rabbi Elazar says, Okfim Laharog Nefashos, which means that they were lied in ambush to kill people. And when it comes to Ir Miklat, it says, Pen Yerdov Goel Hadam Achari Harotech Ki Yecham Levavo. His heart becomes very, very warm, very heated. So these are the types of people who lived in Ever HaYarden. So therefore, and since the Shogeg, even in the Mezid, would run to the Ir Miklat at least at the very beginning, so therefore we had three cities on Abraham and Mizracha and three cities in Eretz Yisrael. Ad Shalonev Haru Shalosh Sheb Eretz Yisrael, Lohayu Shalosh Sheb Haridan Koltos. Before the Ari Miklat were chosen in Eretz Yisrael through Yehoshua and established, which were Shechem, Kadesh, Shechem, and Chevron, so the other three in Ever Yarden were not effective, would not absorb people, were not considered officially cities of refuge, even though they may have been set off by Moshe. Shenemar Sheish Ari Miklat Tehiyena, what do we say, all six? Actually, Yushesh Tant Koltos Ke'echa. They're all going to become cities of refuge all at once. So why did Moshe set them up? So the Gemara says, Mitzvah Shebal Yadi Akaimena. I have a mitzvah to establish them on Ever Yarden while I'm still alive before Am Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael. So that's what I'm going to do as well. The pasuk says, "Veis ha'arim asher titnu la'aviim eish sheish arei hamiklat asher titnu lanusham arahotzeach va'alehem titnu arba'im ushtayim ir." So, in addition to the six, there were 42 other cities, all considered cities of the Leviim. And the fact that we compare the two, the 42 to the six, there's a hekesh of comparison that, in fact, all of those would serve as cities of refuge. So, what made these six so unique? So, the difference is that the Arei Miklat, the six, will absorb people seeking refuge, whether the Das or Lola Das. Even if someone, the Rotech, ends up walking in there not realizing I want this to be an Ir Miklat. If it's a real Ir Miklat, Shechem, Chevron, etc., that in those cities, so then it's collate. But the other 42 cities, only if the person has in mind that he wants to seek refuge in that city to protect him, doesn't have the ability to do so. Not only that, another difference, who lives in one of the six Ari Miklat doesn't have to pay rent for his apartment. But if you live in the Ari, if you're Rotzech and you live in the other 42 cities, you have to pay Schar Dira. Perek Beis Mishnah He. Umichuvanos lahen drachim mizo lezo. Mishnah says that there were direct routes for a person to run to the Ir Miklat. This way, the person who was escaping wouldn't have to go astray, wouldn't have to get lost. They were direct routes. Shenemar tachin lecha haderech v'shilashta. And the pasuk ends as gevul arsecha asher yanchelcha Hashem elokecha v'haya lanus shama kol rotzeach. The Gemara says, "What's tachin lecha haderech?" Aseh hachana l'derech. Make sure that you don't have any obstacles along the way, and the rotzeach is able to run there directly. The Brisa Gemara on daf Tesa Min Beis teaches that the Arei Miklat mechuvanos hayu kimin shtei shura shabekerem. The Arei Miklat themselves were even as if they were rows in a vineyard. What does it mean? Chevron b'Yehuda kineged Betzer b'Midbar, Shechem b'Har Ephraim kineged Ramos b'Gilad, and Kedesh b'Har Naphtali kineged Golan b'Bashan. So what does that mean? It means that you had the cities that were in Eiver HaYarden Mizracha and Eiver HaYarden Ma'arava, Eretz Yisrael proper, were actually mechuvan. They were like a road. You could draw a straight line from Chevron in Eretz Canaan to Betzer in Eiver HaYarden, from Shechem in Eretz Canaan to Ramot Bagilad, and from Kedesh in Har Naphtali to Eiver HaYarden Mizracha of Golan Babashan. And then, not only that, what do we learn from Mishilashta? That's also in the Pasuk. Shayu Mishulashim. What does it mean, Mishulashim? It means that they should be the same distance from one city to the other. From the south to Hebron, which should be the same distance as Hebron to Shechem. And Hebron to Shechem should be the same as distance as Shechem to Kedesh. And Shechem to Kedesh should be the same distance as you have from Kedesh to Tzafon to north. So, not only are they in one line across Eretz Canaan to Eiver HaYarden, but they were equidistant from one another, each of the cities within one side, within Eretz Yisrael equidistant, and Eiver HaYarden equidistant as well. And we would give the Rotzeach had two Tamnei Chachamim to escort the people to Arei Miklat, so that the Gol Hadam doesn't come and kill him on the way. And they would speak, these people would escort the Rotzeach, if the Gol Hadam would show up, the avenger of the murderer, the relative of the person who was killed. So they would try to speak with him and appease him and say, don't act as a like minhag shofkei damim, person did it b'shogeg, etc. Rabbi Meir Omer, afu midaber el yedei atzmo. Rabbi Meir is not really arguing on the Tanakam. He's just adding that not only would these people, as Tamei Chachamim, were escorting the Rotzeach, speak to the Gol Hadam, but the Rotzeach himself would speak to the Gol Hadam and try to protect himself, try to save his life, say, I only did b'shogeg, I didn't do it with intent. Some have the Gerst of Rabbi Meir Omer, hu midaber al yedei atzmo, not af, hu midaber al yedei atzmo. And Rabbi Meir, in fact, is arguing on the Tanakhama and saying the Rotzeach is the one who's supposed to do it himself and be towing and protect himself and make the claims and try to convince the Goel Adam not to kill him and appease him. Shenamar, because there's a pasuk that says that. The Zed Devar HaRotzeach. And that teaches you that the Rotzeach should be the one doing the talking. The Devar HaRotzeach. The Rotzeach is the one who does Dibur. Tamnei Chachamim, who escort him, they don't have no, they're not bound to speak to the Goel Hadam at all, according to this understanding of Rabbi Meir. The Braisa in the Gemara brings that Amrullah the Chacham said to Rabbi Meir, Harbish Lichus Ose. What do you mean? Well, there are many things that are accepted by Shlichim. You have agents who do so, which means you don't need the Rotzeach to do the talking for himself. Tamnei Chachamim are able, hopefully, if they can appease and they can do a better job, maybe they should do so. And Halacha follows the Chachamim, that it's the Tamnei Chachamim who do the appeasing and not the Rotzeach.